Hi, thank you for calling the Depo Provera helpline. My name is Jaden. Who do I have the pleasure of speaking with today?
Hi, Jaden. I have a new client on the line, Charvel Stewart.
Okay, perfect. Thank you.
Okay, thanks.
Hi, Charvel.
Hi, how you doing?
I am good. How are you?
Hello. All righty.
I just want to let you know this is on a recorded line for the attorney group that we work with. I'm going to go over your information really quick on our system. I have 504-994-8355.
Yes.
For the phone number.
Yes, that's the phone number.
Mm-hmm. That was correct?
Yes, it is.
Okay, perfect. And then the email I have is charvelstewart14@gmail.com.
Yes.
And then first name is Charvel, C-H-A-R-V-E-L, and last name is Stewart, S-T-E-W-A-R-T.
Yes.
Okay, perfect. And would you like to see if you meet the criteria to participate in the Depo Provera lawsuit?
Yes.
Sorry, I'm going to turn it up, but I can't really hear you too well.
Okay.
And did you already have an attorney assisting you with filing a claim?
No, I don't.
And are you willing to affirm under penalty that you have not sought legal representation or advice from any other law firm or attorney for the specific matter or signed documents with another law firm?
No, I didn't.
Okay. And are you willing, or I'm sorry, who would be filing this claim? Is this for yourself?
Myself.
And are you a resident of the United States?
Yes.
And were you diagnosed with meningiomas after taking Depo Provera for at least 1 year?
Yes, I was.
And then if I may ask, do you know what you were diagnosed with in specific?
I was diagnosed specific. Meningioma, brain tumor.
Meningioma. Was it a meningioma of the brain or of the spine, do you know?
The brain tumor.
Brain. And what was the date of your diagnosis?
I was diagnosed August the 5th, 2020.
August 5th?
August the 5th, yes, 2020. I'm sorry, 2020.
Perfect. So date of diagnosis is 08-05-2020?
Yes.
And what was the method of your diagnosis? Was it CT scan, MRI, another surgery, or another?
No, it was another surgery. I underwent surgery to remove the tumor, and I was followed by radiation and therapy.
And so you said that was a, what was it again for the scans? What were the scans? You said was there a CT, MRI?
No, I went on the surgery.
I see. And so what was the method of diagnosis? Was it CT scan, MRI, both?
It was both.
Sorry? Both?
Yes.
And then what was your date of birth?
My date of birth now?
Your date of birth?
My date of birth is 02/28/1971.
So date of birth I have is 02/28/1971?
Yes, that's my date of birth.
And do you know anyone else in your family that was injured or was also using Depo Provera?
No, sir, not that I know of.
And did you consume or use the name brand injectable contraceptive Depo Provera?
What is it? Can you repeat that?
So this is just asking, did you consume or use the name brand injectable contraceptive Depo Provera?
Yes.
Okay. And which injectable did he use? Was it Depo Provera, Depo Sub-Q Provera, generic Metro Provera?
Depo Provera.
Sorry?
It was the long-time birth control.
So was it Depo Provera, Depo Sub-Q Provera, or a
Depo
generic?
Depo Provera, yes.
And did you or a loved one use the name brand Depo Provera prior to switching to the generic version for a minimum of 1 year?
No.
So you or a loved one did not use the name brand Depo Provera prior to switching to the generic version? Did you use it for at least 1 year minimum?
Yes.
Okay. And so did you or a loved one use the name brand Depo Provera prior to switching to the generic version for a minimum of 1 year?
Yes.
Okay.
Not the loved one. I don't know about the loved one, but I know what I did.
And within 1 year, can you confirm that you had at least 4 injections prior to your diagnosis?
No, it was, you said that I have like 4 injections?
Within 1 year, yes.
Within 1 year.
So within 1 year, can you confirm you had at least 4 injections prior to being diagnosed?
Right, I stayed in the hospital for 7 or 8 days.
No, so within 1 year, can you confirm you had at least 4 injections prior to your diagnosis? So you had at least 4 injections
prior
of Depo?
To the diagnosis. Yes.
And within 1 year, correct?
Yes.
And did you use Depo Provera between January 1st, 1992 through to the present date?
Yes.
Okay. And then, to the best of your knowledge, when did you start using it, and when did you start or stop using it? So what year did you start, and what year did you stop?
When I started, the day when I started using it, it was, what year I started using it. I started the first week of May 2019, and I stopped on 2 weeks in June 2019.
So you started using Depo Provera. Wait, when did you start using Depo Provera? Like, when did you start taking the shots?
Oh, you said when did I start?
When did you start taking the Depo Provera shots?
I started March 2008. I'm sorry, March.
It's all good. March of 2008. And when did you stop?
Okay, I stopped. I stopped in 2 weeks in June 2019.
So you used it from 2008 to June of 2019?
Yes.
And so the start date for using Depo Provera, you started using Depo in March of 2008 and you stopped in June of
2019? Yes.
The last time you used Depo was June of 2019?
Sure.
The last time that you used Depo Provera was June.
That's when I stopped using Depo Provera, yes.
Okay. I just have to confirm. And can you confirm your gender for me, please?
Sure.
Can you confirm your gender for me, please?
My gender?
Yes. Sorry, what was it?
What do you mean by the gender?
Oh, can you confirm your gender for me, please? Sorry.
My gender? Confirm my gender?
Yes. Yes.
What you mean by the gender, sir?
So, like, what confirm what your gender is?
Oh, the effects that I have?
Yeah. Yeah. I'm sorry. Yes.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I couldn't understand that. I didn't understand that part.
Can you just confirm your gender for me, please? What your gender is? Male, female?
I'm a female.
Okay.
Female.
Can I have the spelling on your first name, please? I'm so sorry.
My first name, the spelling of my first name is C-H-A-R-V-E-L.
C-H-A-R-V-E-L?
C as in cat.
Perfect. C-H-A-R-V-E-L?
V-E-L, yes.
And then can I have the spelling on, or the middle initial and then the spelling on your last name?
My middle initial is G. And my last name is Stewart. S-T-E-W-A-R-D.
Awesome. So I have the spelling on the first name is Charvel, C-H-A-R-V-E-L. Middle initial is G. Last name is Stewart, S-T-E-W-A-R-D.
A-R-D, yes.
Okay. And then this next part is for HIPAA and identification purposes. Can I have your full social, please?
My full social is 435-237161.
Awesome. I'm just going to confirm this back. I have 435-237161.
61, yes.
And the primary contact email is charvelstewart14@gmail.com.
Yes.
And then primary phone number is 504-994-8355.
8355, yes.
And then can I have your main phone, or is that a mobile or home phone? Sorry.
That's a mobile. That's a mobile. I don't have a home phone. Mobile.
Okay. And then can I have your full home address?
It's 708 Texas, T-E-X-A-S. Street, S-T-R-E-E-T. That's in West Wego, W-E-S-T-W-E-G-O, Louisiana, 70094.
Cool. I'm going to read this back. I have 708 Texas Street, West Wego, Louisiana, Jefferson Parish County, 70094.
Yes.
Okay. This next part, we're just going to go over the hospital. Do you know which hospital diagnosed you?
Yeah, it was at West Jefferson Medical Center, 1101 Medical Center.
West Jefferson.
Boulevard in Marrero, West Jefferson Medical Center.
In Marrero, Louisiana?
In Marrero, yeah. Medical Center Boulevard in Marrero, Louisiana.
So the address I found online was 1101 Medical Center Boulevard, Marrero, Louisiana, 70072.
72, yes.
Okay, perfect. And that's the address I found online. And the phone number I found online was 504-347-5511.
Yes. Wait, which number was it?
504-347-5511.
Okay.
And do you remember the name of the doctor that treated you?
Dr. Steck, John Steck. S-T-E-C-K. Steck.
John C. Steck.
Yes. Dr. John Steck.
Okay. And then did you have any prior cancer diagnosis?
Did I have any cancer diagnosis? No, sir.
Prior cancer diagnosis. like any diagnosis or any cancer diagnosis before getting the meningioma?
I was diagnosed free.
What was that? You said you were diagnosed for free? Okay, so do you know the name of the doctor that treated you by chance? Or do you know the name of the doctor
that treated you? The doctor that I had, the primary care physician, Dr. Hector.
Dr. Hector?
Cabrera. Yes, C-A-B-R-E-R-A. That was my primary care physician.
Is he out of the same hospital?
Yes, at the same hospital, yes. They both at the same hospital.
And that's the doctor that treated you?
Yes. Oh, Lord.
Sorry about that. Was there like a pharmaceutical or like a prescribing doctor or anything like that?
No. It was I get my medicine from CVS. CVS is on the West Bank, especially. Ooh, oh my God.
And then I'm just going to confirm. So the diagnosing doctor I have is Dr. John C. Steck out of West Jefferson Medical Center. That's 1101 Medical Center Boulevard, Marrero, Louisiana, 70072.
Yes.
Phone number is 504-347-5511.
Yes.
And then the treating doctor I have is Dr. Hector Cabrera out of West Jefferson Medical Center.
Yes.
And then do you know the address for the CVS that you went to?
The CVS that I went to is 1203 West Bank Expressway in West Wego, Louisiana, 70094. Oh, okay. My God.
Awesome. Aww. And do you know the name of the doctor that, and I'm very, very sorry about that. Do you know the name of the doctor that, like, prescribes you?
The name of the doctor?
Mm-hmm.
No, I don't know the name of the doctor offhand.
Oh, it's okay. Is it, like, someone different every time?
Oh, my God. Sir, what was it?
Is it, like, somebody different every time, or do you go to one specific person there? You just can't remember his name.
No, one specific person. I can't remember the name.
It's okay.
Oh.
I do have the address and the name, so that should be all right, or the name of this facility.
Okay. Okay.
And are there any other medical notes we can put down?
No, sir.
And do you have a copy of your medical records for yourself?
No, I don't. I don't have them offhand. I'll have to get them from the doctor.
Would you be able to, if you could access them, or would you be able to access them in the future, or get a hold of them in the future?
Yeah. I'll have to call the doctor and get them.
And then when you did get them, could you provide them by mail or electronically?
Yes, I get him to do it, yes, sir.
And then we request an emergency contact number in case something unfortunate happens to you. This just ensures that we can continue your case for your loved ones. The emergency contact, do they live with you or not live with you?
No, no one live with me.
Okay. And then can I just have their first name, phone number, and relationship to you for the emergency contact?
My sister. Oh.
Okay.
My sister, you can use her. You need the name and a telephone number?
Oh, yes.
Marvell, M-A-R-V-E-L-L.
M-A-R-V-E-L-L.
L, yes.
And then just phone number.
And her contact number is 504-606-9582.
504-606-9582.
Let me make sure, sir.
Okay. And then do you have her email address while you're looking?
No, I don't have her email address.
Okay.
I don't know her email address.
I'm going to use yours, and then if you can in the future when the attorneys reach out to you, just provide her emergency email to them.
Okay. Her phone number. What phone number did I give you, sir, for her?
I have 504-606-9582. 9584.
Oh. Yes.
504-606-9584.
Yes.
And then do you have her home address by chance?
No, I don't. I don't have her own address. All I know is the telephone number, sir. I don't know nothing else.
Okay, no worries. Do you see her often?
No, I live in New Orleans. She's live in the country.
Okay.
I'm in West Oswego. She's in the country.
Got you. Maybe this Christmas. You know, maybe during the holidays you'll get to see her or something. We should have everything good to go here, though.
Probably so, yeah.
Yeah, that'd be nice.
Okay.
We do have everything good to go, so I'm just going to read these off to you and make sure that everything's going to show up accurate on the documents. The address I have is 708 Texas Street, West Oswego, Louisiana, 70094.
Yeah.
Your main phone number is 504-994-8355.
Yes.
Full social I have is 435-237-161.
Yes.
You started using it in 2008. You stopped in 2019 for Depo Provera.
Yes. And I probably stopped way before. I'm so nauseated right now.
Okay. And again, just to the best of your knowledge, thank you. Your date of birth is 02/28/1971.
Yes.
And your date of diagnosis was 08/05/2020.
Yes.
You were diagnosed in 2020, correct?
Yes.
The diagnosing doctors I have are Dr. John C. Steck, and the treating doctor I have is Dr. Hector Cabrera. That's correct?
Yes.
I'm going to send these documents. Just 1 second.
Okay.
They're going to come through to either text or email. Just give me 1 second. Sorry.
Okay. Another email. Oh, my God. Oh, wow. Ooh, Lordy. Gotta find me some Tylenol or something.
Are you feeling under the weather or something? Is it like a little cold? What's going around?
It's cold, yeah. It's like a cold that's going around.
Oh. I mean, I hope all is well. Hopefully it goes away before Christmas.
Like strep throat. I hope so, sir. I really do hope so. I'm trying my best to take everything I could to get better.
And these are coming from right now. Sorry, there's an error on my end. Just give me 2 seconds. Thank you for bearing with me.
Oh, Lord. Oh, my God.
Again, I'm really sorry about this. I don't know why these documents aren't coming through. It's nothing on your end. I'm just going to figure it out on my end. Just bear with me, okay?
Mm-hmm.
So sorry about
okay.
that.
It's okay.
I'm just going to put you on a brief hold. If you have any questions, I'll still be able to hear you, so just ask away and I'll come back, okay? I just don't want you to hear any of my, like, unnecessary background noise or anything.
Oh, shit.
And again, I'm still here. We're figuring this out right now. I'm very sorry about that.
Okay. Oh, gosh. Oh, my God. Oh.
And again, I'm still here. I'm just going through it right now. Just one second. If you have any questions, I can just send
okay.
the questions to you. But just bear with me. It shouldn't be too much longer.
Okay, you can just send that back in. I don't have any questions.
No worries. I'm just done here, so I'll let you know as soon as we're through, okay?
Okay.
Okay, Mr. Charvel?
Yes, I'm here.
Okay, I just have to ask a few more questions. I'm sorry, I wasn't coming through because I missed a few. Do you remember when was Depo Provera administered by a doctor, medical staff, or by yourself?
It was by myself.
Okay. And how many times were you injected with the product, just roughly?
How many times I was injected?
Yeah, just to the best of your knowledge, just roughly. It doesn't have to be exactly, but just whatever you remember.
I want to say 5 times. I want to say 5. I'm not sure.
From 2008 all the way to 2019, how many times did you use it per year? At least 4 times per year?
Well, that's 4 times. Yes, at least 4 times. Yeah.
Well, how many yeah. Personally, how many times were you using it? Per year. And just to the best of your knowledge, it doesn't have to be exactly when.
Right, I'm trying to think. I'm trying to. I want to say, but 17. I'm not sure. I wish I could think of the right time. I mean, it's been a while.
Is that is that throughout the entire year, or is that how many? So how many times per year? Just in 1 year, how many times would you use it?
Like, I wouldn't use it a lot in 1 year. I want to say, like, 3 in 1 year.
Did you use it 4 times in 1 year, though?
But 4 times in 1 year, yes. 4 times in 1 year.
4 times.
I want to say 4 in 1 year.
So
yes.
About 44 times? So
44,
from,
yes.
And then from 2008 to 2019, it's about 11 years. So 4 times every year, it's about 44 times?
But 44, 43, something like that.
Perfect. And then what type of treatment did you receive? Do you remember? Or was it like a chemo? Or was it radiation?
Let me see.
No worries.
The treatment that I received, it was like the meningitis treatment.
Was that chemo, radiation? Do you know what it was?
It was radiation.
Radiation therapy?
Right, radiation therapy.
And that was done by Dr. Hector Cabrera?
Yes.
Okay. Perfect. One second. And were you hospitalized for the meningioma, if I may ask?
Yes, I was.
After
I
using it?
In the hospital from 7. Sir?
So were you hospitalized after using the meningioma, or were you ever, like, given it and then you had a side effect and you were hospitalized?
I was in the hospital.
What were you ever hospitalized for the meningioma?
Yes. For the meningioma, yes.
Do you remember
how long I was in the hospital? I'm listening. I'm just talking to myself.
No worries. Yeah. Was this just like a side effect from using it once? Or do you know what they put you in the hospital for? Sorry?
It was a side effect.
And then what were the dates that you were hospitalized for?
I was hospitalized. I was in the hospital for 7 to 8 days, and I was cancer. I was free October 2021.
And so how long after having the side effect, how long were you hospitalized for?
Um,
We're almost done here.
I'll be trying to get it exactly on the nose.
Was it like in 2000, like when, do you know when you were hospitalized or what, like year at least? Like when the side effect took place? Do you know when this, like, what year it would have taken place? Like, was it, like, the first year you took it? Like, a year before you stopped? In the middle of when you were taking it? This is all personal experience, so I can't
really tell. It was a year before I took it.
A year before you took it? Before you started using it? Or before?
No, the year before. It was a year, like, not really before, like, in the middle part after I was taking it.
Do you know what year, or like to the best of your knowledge, what year you would say this took place?
Oh.
Like when were you hospitalized? Was it like for the side effect? Okay, I'm going to put doesn't remember.
Oh, but May 2019.
May of 2019, you were hospitalized for a side effect. 19. That was...
Yes.
And then a few months later, you were diagnosed?
It was like a week. Yes, yes.
Okay. So I have, you were hospitalized in May of 2019.
Mm-hmm.
I'm very sorry about that. And again, thank you for speaking with me about this. I'm very, very sorry about your experience. I'm going to see if these documents send through now. They should be good to go. Just had to finish off those few questions. Sorry this took so long. Let's see how this goes. Okay, that should have worked. It's either going to come through to either text, message, or email.
Did it send you a document?
Perfect, yeah, awesome. That's me. That's my email.
Okay.
Go ahead and click on the link. It's going to be a DocuSignature link.
The one that says, please review documents or please sign.
Yep, and then just click continue through that.
Wait a minute. Okay.
Sorry about that. And then as soon as you are in, like, in the actual documents themselves, and you, or let me know when you're on the front page. It's going to say Depo Provera
it's
Litigation.
Say continued.
Oh, yeah, perfect. Perfect.
Say continued. Okay. And please review and act on these documents.
Yes, perfect. Click start or next.
And I agree to use check the box, or I agree to use electronic records and signature.
Yes, that's perfect. Just click continue through that.
And continue, okay. Okay.
And then when you're going...
pulling up now...
Perfect. There's going to be a yellow start button on the top right.
Accepted by the top right. Client signature.
Yes. So there's going to be a start button on the top right or left.
It is a start button. Select start to begin.
Yes.
Okay. And require sign here. So sign it.
Yes, and then so as you sign or as you go through this document, just make sure all information. Yeah, just make sure it's going to pop up some of your personal information, like names, addresses, socials, date of births, just email. Yeah, just make sure everything on there is accurate and spelled correctly. If anything is misspelled or inaccurate, just let me know and I can resend the documents, okay?
Okay. It's not going to let, I guess I have to write sign smaller, right? Because it's not going to let me clear, write my whole name.
Yeah, just to the best of your ability or like whatever your signature would be, like your personal signature.
Oh, clear it?
Clear
it and write it better? Okay, clear. Let's see if I can write it smaller. Because it's not... Okay, and what I do, adopt and sign.
Oh, yes. So, yeah, it'll have you do that a few times. Just as you're going through, make sure all information is correct. The signatures, they can just be, as long as they know it's your initial, that's okay. It doesn't have to be as legible or, like, super neat. As long as it's your initial and they know it's you. But then, yeah, just make sure all personal information on there is correct so that it's in writing.
I did.
Okay, awesome.
Yes, I did. It's correct. Okay. I'm here. So, initial. Oh, it drawing me back out. Why? Sign again. Initial. I sign here. I don't know. It's taking me every time I press.
Sorry.
Hold on a minute.
No worries. Maybe one of the boxes could be missing one or.
Right.
Yeah, just make sure everything's completed. And then.
Right, sign here. When I press it, say sign here. I press it, sign here. Okay, it's signed already. They sign. Okay, require initial here. So I press that box. Let me put the initial. Why? Sign here. He's already signed. Oh, no, I'm not finished. But then let me put the initial. Okay, I signed it. So hit finish.
Yeah, as long as everything is filled in, it should pop up on the, or pop up yellow.
I'll send it and sign it to D.
Perfect. Okay, I did receive everything. I'm just going to run. Sorry, I did.
Okay.
I'm just going to read these back to you just to make sure everything's correct, all in writing. So I have Charvel G. Stewart, CharvelGSEWARD.
Yeah, everything is correct. All of that is correct.
Perfect. And just to confirm, so 708 Texas Street, West Wego, Louisiana, 70094.
Oh,
that sounds correct.
Yes, all that's correct.
And then date of birth I have is 02/28/1971, and the full social is 435-237161.
Yes.
And then phone number on file is 504-994-8355. And it already went to your email, so that should be fine too. Okay. I'm just going to send you a text from my personal number. It's going to have my name and office hours. The attorneys are going to reach out to you within 24 to 48 hours to do case verification, so just be on the lookout for that phone call, okay?
Okay, they got to call me again?
They're going to call you. They're basically just going to confirm everything we went over today, and then they're going to begin your case.
Okay.
Awesome. Do you have any questions for me before I disconnect?
No, I don't.
Okay. And just one second. I'm going to send you a text right now. If you do have any questions, just reach out to me. It's going to come from a 949 number, okay?
Okay.
Awesome. Thank you so much. Have a good day.
Okay. You're welcome.